Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street at WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The well-traveled New York guitarist Jim Campolongo has a long list of names to his credit. He's worked with everyone from Martha Wainwright to J.J. Cale to the reggae star Burning Spear, and like any great session player, can pretty much play anything you put in front of him. But here at Soundcheck, we know Jim Campolongo for his role in the curious collaboration known as the Little Willies, a group of talented downtown New York musicians who play country music, including Nora Jones. In the background, you're hearing Nora singing on Jim Campolongo's 10th solo album. It's called Dream Dictionary, and we'll talk with Jim about that record in a moment. But first, he and his trio are here to play a song called The Prettiest Girl in New York. It's Jim Campolongo and the trio live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
Jim Campolongo, the guitarist, with a song called The Prettiest Girl in New York. Live performance here in the Soundcheck studio with Jim on electric guitar and Josh Dion playing our drum kit and playing bass today, Jeff Hill. Jim Campolongo, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Oh, thanks for having us, John.
So that song, The Prettiest Girl in New York, that's not from the new record. That's from an older record.
It's from Heaven is Creepy. And, you know, I went back and forth. I think I had 20 different opening songs for today's show, but I thought that was just, it's whimsical. Mm-hmm. I hope that it's a little charming and it has a nice title.
Right.
So we went for that.
I kind of like the title Heaven is Creepy, too. And there is a song.
You would.
Right. There is a song of that name on the new record, which is basically you covering your own material, right?
That's right. I mean, what happened with that? I've done that one other time, but when Josh Dion and Chris Morrissey and I met last year in February, we kind of just had this instant chemistry that occurred on that song. And so it was kind of our go-to song.
Heaven is Creepy.
Mm-hmm. And so when we recorded at Bedford Studios Dream Dictionary, I said, let's just record it again because it's totally a different reading. And, you know, so it is on the record, which is confusing, you know.
Yeah.
But Thelonious Monk did it. So, I mean, I'm not saying I'm in his league, but, you know, it's definitely been done.
You can cover your Bach did it, too.
Bach covered himself
all the time. But in addition to covering your own tune, the album, which is mostly originals written for this record, there are a couple of other covers, and we heard one at the very beginning of the segment, Here I Am, which is your version of the Ray Charles song known as Here Am I.
Oh, it's more confusing than that.
Yeah, yeah.
The tune on the record's called Alone Again.
Oh, really?
I believe, yeah. And when we went to get the publishing, I mean, the whole thing was so confusing. And the name of the tune is, and oh, I mixed up, it's Here I Am, but even though Nora sings Here Am I.
Right.
Yeah, so it isn't a mistake, yet it's a great Ray Charles tune. And when I heard that tune, it's funny, not to go on too long, but I heard the song, I listened to it 20 times in a row. I'm sure you still do that, I hope. You have these days where
absolutely.
you fixate on a tune.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I fixated on that tune, and I thought, I want to cover this tune. And it was on this weird Best of Ray Charles record I had for years. And I thought, I better clean the record. And I did one little swipe, and the record broke in half. And it took me about a month and a half to find it on eBay and everything. But we ended up covering it, and
the
I went to Nora's.
The perils of vinyl.
It was great. Well, there's plenty of pluses, too.
Yeah. So you got Nora Jones to sing the song for you, with you on the record. Now, you've worked together a lot with the Little Willies. What was it like? I mean, you know, she's obviously a known quantity. But what is it that you personally like about working with her?
Oh, so much. I mean, she's, you know, not just because I'm on the air. The band knows Nora. She's great. And she's fun to get a burrito with. She's fun to play with. And she's a great musician. Mm-hmm. Actually, I went over her house and to rehearse this, which I've never done, because she's such a natural. She just likes to show up and, like, keep it real. I said, no, this time, you know, let's work on the tune. So I went over her house. And I started playing what I thought was the version. She goes, you know, you should make it more Jim. And I said, well, what's that?
Yeah, what does that mean?
What's more Jim? She goes, I don't know. And so I played, ding, ding. I played the riff that exists now. And she said, that's it. And we did it about 30 seconds. And she was like, that's good. That's good. Let's not use it up. So 2 weeks later, she shows up to the studio. And Josh Dion was there. And he could vouch for this. She walked in, first take. Just nailed it,
yeah.
You know, and she's just that way, and yet it's like it feels so relaxed.
Well, you can hear the results from Jim and Josh and Nora and the rest of the gang on the album called Dream Dictionary, officially out on January 21st, although it's out now digitally as well. Jim Campolongo with us on Soundcheck here in the studio. Okay, couple of covers. Your own song, Heaven is Creepy, the Ray Charles song, Here I Am. And then, for a guitarist, perhaps the go-to guy to cover would be Jimi Hendrix. And you do a version of Manic Depression. And Jim, I think I was two-thirds of the way through this song before I realized what it was.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, it's maybe I should include subtitles on that one. I don't know. Well,
just for so people understand what I'm talking about, this is getting towards the end of Jim's version of Jimi Hendrix's Manic Depression. This is from the record. Just a little bit of Jim Campolongo's cover of the Jimi Hendrix tune Manic Depression. So, you know, you could have gone for the and everybody would have known what you were doing.
But... Well, I'm not doing it. I have no ulterior motive like, oh, I'm too cool or too clever because, you know, if you know my work, I aim to please sometimes. But on Manic Depression, and I think you picked the part I'm really proud of because that was totally improvised. And Josh and Chris just laid down a great groove, and I kind of, what I hope, you know, rip over it. But what I wanted to do was, I thought about this quite a bit, and I wanted the sound of Manic Depression. Mm-hmm. And you know, I felt like an actor thinking, well, what's my motivation here? And my motivation wasn't going do-do-do-boo-do-do-do, you know. I mean, we've all heard that since we were 12 years old.
Right.
And I just didn't want to do it that way unless Jimi Hendrix was singing it, you know. So we ended up doing about three versions of it, and that one, for us, just clicked.
Well, like I say, you know, it's a striking version, and it really does take you more than halfway through the song before you realize, oh, my God, he's playing Hendrix. Sort of. He's playing a Hendrix song.
I hear, John, honestly, I hear it, and I did give someone a guided tour through it. I said, now check it out. This is where it begins, and it's there.
Yeah, there are moments where you can sort of get a peek, a little glimmer of the Hendrix original.
More than a glimmer.
Speaking of kind of idols and stuff, another source of inspiration on this record, Miles Davis.
Oh, yeah.
You're not the first guitarist to, you know, kind of mention Miles as a source of inspiration. Why is that? How does he sort of cross instrumental lines like that?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's like the Beatles or something. It's like, well, which Beatles do you like? Do you like Black and White Beatles? Do you like Sgt. Pepper's Beatles? Or do you like, you know, White Album Beatles? I mean, and Miles Davis is kind of like that. Yep. There's a lot of different Miles Davis. And, I mean, for a guitarist, you know, John McLaughlin was absolutely...
From his band, yeah.
You know, being innovative and ingenious. And I think a lot of guitar players heard Tribute to Jack Johnston. And, I mean, and it's because you can say...
That's the Miles Davis film score.
Correct, yes. And it's easy to segue from Who Live at Leeds to, you know, Tribute to Jack Johnston. But for me, I heard Agarda, which had Pete Cozy on it, and it was a real wild record.
Yeah.
I mean, this is when, I don't know what those guys are doing, and not to say Pete Cozy was on drugs, but it's just sounds druggy, as Sgt. Pepper's does.
Right.
You know, I don't want to say they're drug addicts, but there is that vibe.
Well, but we do know that Miles liked to indulge.
I'm glad you can go there. I mean, but at any rate, like, it's just a great grooving record. It's got great guitar sounds. I mean, I think it's impossible to be a guitarist and not be, you know, into Miles Davis and the rhythm sections he had, Michael Henderson, and, you know, the open hi-hat guy. I can't think of his name now.
Pardon?
Jack DeJohnette?
Yeah, Jack DeJohnette and...
Tony Williams?
Which one?
Billy Hart, Tony Williams?
Yeah, just to move along.
All right, okay.
I mean, but those guys are fantastic musicians, you know, so...
Yeah.
But that's why.
So jazz, rock, there's a little country in what you do. What about blues?
Well, I think it's all, I think I'm basically like, you know, a blues guitar player, you know, and we do, I mean, to me, Heaven is creepy as blues, and certainly the Nora track is straight blues. I don't ham it up too much on the solo, but I'm very proud of that solo.
What about Blues for Roy, which you're going to do next?
Oh, I'd love to do that next.
And who is Roy?
Well, Roy is Roy Buchanan. And when I was 12 years old, my dad, I was in a room, my room, like, I don't know what I was doing, reading comic books or something. He said, "Oh, Jim, come in here." And I did, and it was a PBS special on Roy Buchanan.
The guitarist.
The guitarist. And it really changed my life. And it really, I think about that quite a bit, how lucky I was that someone funded this public television show with this guitarist who was not mainstream.
Right, and is still probably not as well known as he might be.
No, I mean, it's even waning, I think,
yeah,
a little.
Yeah. You want to play a blues for him then?
I'd love to.
All right. We're speaking with Jim Campolongo, the guitarist, with Josh Dion on the drums, and Jeff Hill is playing bass with Jim and Josh today here in the Soundcheck studio. Jim's new CD is called Dream Dictionary. The trio is playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. This song's called Blues for Roy.
Thank you.
That's called Blues for Roy. Jim Campolongo on guitar, Josh Dion on drums, Jeff Hill on bass. Live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. He and the trio are here with us on Soundcheck today to mark the occasion of the release, the upcoming occasion of the release of his 10th solo album called Dream Dictionary. And this next song is from that new record. It's called Cock and Bull Story. Once again, Jim Campolongo and the trio live on Soundcheck. That is Jim Campolongo and the trio performing live on Soundcheck in a song called Cock and Bull Story, which is from the new album called Dream Dictionary. Jim Campolongo playing guitar, Jeff Hill on bass, Josh Dion behind our drum kit. If you broke anything there, Josh, you bought it. You know, that, I mean, there's not... It sounded like there wasn't going to be much left of our drum kit by the time he was done there.
It sounds like that, but it isn't that way. He's got great technique.
Mm-hmm. So, as do you. You have great technique. You have great tone. You play and always have played a Telecaster, a Fender Telecaster guitar.
That's right.
You know, rock aficionados generally fall into two camps. You're either a Fender fan or a Gibson fan.
That's
You're
right.
squarely in the Fender camp, to the point that you did a video on YouTube, not for your guitar, but for a Fender amp, the Princeton amp, which, fine, okay, you know, you can find an audience for anything on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But over 330,000 people have viewed this YouTube video you did.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm trying to figure out how to get a penny per view.
Why do you what was the attraction? Why do you think so many people have viewed this thing?
You know, that's a really good question. I mean, and I really, I'm really sincere. I mean, what do you think?
I have no idea. I can't figure it out.
I don't know. I mean, I do play a little bit. I don't know. I mean, maybe I should make another one.
So is it people who are thinking, I might want to buy an amp for my guitar. Let's see what this...
I'll tell you.
Are there really 300,000 people out there looking for amps?
Every week, somebody comes to, like, come sees me based on that. And I could almost spot them. And one thing that I feel is they really like me. Like, they like that guy on that video. And I remember I liken a Fender amp to a Christmas tree and some other
mm-hmm,
stuff.
That's right.
You know, being an ex-Catholic, you know. But all that said, I don't know. There's something likable about that video, obviously. And because the guys that come see me or people that do are like, they want to shake my hand. And I could tell. I feel this.
Yeah.
You know? So.
So. They're guitar wonks? Is that...
Some, mostly, for sure.
Yeah.
Not 95% of them are.
Yeah. All right. Well, those of you who have seen the video but haven't yet seen Jim Campolongo playing live, you got plenty of opportunities. There's the Monday Night Residency.
That's right.
The Rockwood Music Hall. Dream Dictionary is officially released on January 21st, though it's available now digitally. Jim Campolongo, great to see you again. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Enjoyed this in-studio performance? Join us nearly every weekday at 2 p.m. Eastern to listen in as we record a session for an upcoming episode of the show. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook to get updates on each day's guest. Then stream the session live at 2 p.m. Eastern on soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you back here next time.